chip it a little earlier, maybe I don't get hit so hard.
I know you're probably used to the crowd, but just was it even louder tonight? It seemed like it.
I think you could tell there's an extra little buzz around the city, you know, with everything on the line. I think they want first place. I think they made that clear tonight too. So, you know, that was great. Our team definitely had that feeling in our locker room, and to go out there on the ice and get the same feeling from the fans was a huge lift for us, and I think that helped us, especially early on.
How good is this win for the team's confidence for the last stretch?
It's huge because, you know, with these games in hand, these guys have the head-to-head matchups become huge. You know, you have to win them. So I think it showed us that if we play a certain way, especially against this team, then we can have success against them, whereas before they kind of gave us a tough time. So that was big for us, just knowing that we can, you know, hopefully down the road when we play these guys in their building again, hopefully do the same thing and get similar results.
Mike, I'm sorry I jumped in a little bit late. You may have answered this already, but is this kind of one of the first time in a while that this team has put together a full 60 minutes without any of those little errors that have been so costly to you guys?
Well, I think not the whole homestand, but a really good chunk of the homestand, we've played really well. So, you know, I can't really recall off the top of my head the games in order, but I think we've had games in this homestand where we've, you know, played pretty darn close, maybe not 60, maybe 55 minutes. But tonight was a good night for us, and, you know, we made these guys play a tough game, and we were fortunate. We got a few bounces to go our way. We fed off the crowd, and that's exactly what you need to do against a team like this, especially in our building.